Tanisha.
Queen PR, Krista B, those wrestling girls, TWG, Black Excellence, making it effortless, podcast bringing up women and wrestling, let's go.
Well, hello, beautiful.
Hello.
How are you?
I am good.
Good.
I am like, it is like mania mode road to it, I guess.
Yes,
so
yes.
That's how I feel.
We are definitely officially on the road to WrestleMania. It's like 14 days away exactly today.
That is crazy.
By the time this video comes out, it'll be 12 days away. Like, I am so glad things
are
sure because, baby, I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah. But we are, of course, excited, as we always are, for the 40th anniversary or edition of WrestleMania. We got The Rock. Christopher gets to see The Rock.
All week.
Two nights.
No.
SmackDown.
Raw.
Yeah. Oh, right. So this is going to be... Oh, amazing. So I'm very excited for it. It is close, right there in Philly.
I could taste it.
Yeah, it's like right there. My sister is coming.
Letty
will be in Philly during Mania Week. I am so excited. She gets to experience her first Wale Mania.
Yes. I want to experience The Rock. Like, me and Letty to be in the same... Like, falling.
She's never seen him either.
Not in everything. Because they played with us at Survivor Series.
That was like... Every other time people expected him, I was just like, yeah, I got y'all hopes up. But Survivor Series, yeah, you played us. And The Rock played it with that whack-ass Netflix movie. Wasn't even fucking worth it. You know? You should have just came through.
Facts. You could have came through. Now you're over here making appearances with you in Times Square. First of all, I was in Target. And I saw the Papa Tui thing, and I'm just like,
ooh, I gotta get Brian some.
The whole set. First of all, they need to give Brian some. He was in. Shout out to Wrestling Worldwide being a clip in the Papa Tui social.
That was so dope.
Like, I was like,
I'm just watching this, and I'm like, oh shit!
Like, I'm like, if Brian doesn't put the respect on the H for Hollywood in his name at this point, I don't know.
I will say that I have seen him get recognized.
Yes.
And I'm gonna say that, like, many different places. So
right. I can attest to it. I mean, his Hollywood status is more than mine now.
Yeah, y'all neck and neck.
He can have it. Oh yeah, we could be neck and neck. We're gonna need each other to lean on his crutches, because you know it'd be crazy over here sometimes. But you did too, sis. Don't think you not. You right there with us.
You know.
You right there with us. Embrace it.
I'm also like excited too, because this year Rosiendo's coming to Mania.
Yes,
Justin is making a comeback. Pablo will be in town. And it's right off the heels of us going to Boston and witnessing Mercedes Moné's AEW debut.
Yeah, which was fun. And I found me on TV.
Yo, we were on the TV side. Which was like, we're usually not. So that was really, really cool. That was a fun AEW show, I will say. Probably the best Dynamite I've ever seen or watched. And I've been to AEW shows a couple times. And I would say that's definitely the best one I've ever been to.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I've always said that going to the show is much more fun than watching it on TV when it comes to AEW. Mm-hmm. WWE, you can go to a show and watch it on TV and
right,
still be,
and it's oh, still great. Right.
It's still the same energy, right. Even more like SmackDown where Cody, I love. Did you watch it?
I was knocked the fuck out. So I did not see SmackDown, unfortunately, but I'm looking. So I DVR'd it, so I get to actually see it.
Okay, like, so I won't spoil anything.
Okay.
But let's just say that ending between Cody and Roman.
Ooh.
And that little part between Bianca, Naomi, and Bayley.
Ooh.
Everything else is... It's cool, but them yeah. two parts right there.
Okay. Because I saw, so I woke up a little bit and saw a little bit of the Trinity and EO match.
Yeah.
And I was like, look at my girl.
Hooked.
Like, oh me. Like, that match was probably one of the best women's matches of the year so far, yeah. like in WWE, mm-hmm. because they brought it, and I was like, TNA did so much for Naomi. Like, it really, it just brought out that beast in her that we knew that she had in the ring, like that fire again. Like, you really have to sometimes go to a new environment,
mm-hmm.
you know, mix it with other people. You know, you're with some of the greatest women's wrestlers in the world, like. And then you come back to the biggest stage, and now you're able, like, it's just like, it was really cool to watch that.
It was good. It was so good. Naomi's fits, her hair, everything.
Yeah, I love
always,
it.
Always, always, always. I was just like, and it's just so crazy. Like, they mentioned something during commentary when EO's music hit. And they mm-hmm. like, you know, back in the day when the music play and they take someone to come out. And they're being attacked by whoever else backstage. Reversal. Say that. Reversal.
Okay.
But when you watch, you'll be like, oh, like they just mentioned something so different. It was something different in the air. It was really good though. But that Tiffany Stratton though. Bitch.
She's so good.
She's so good, but bitch. Stop it. Right. That's what we need. Backhand. Respect the elder, the elders, I guess you can say. Respect the seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Because baby, who you think you're talking to?
She is disrespectful.
As hell.
But what about, I did see that Jade is officially signed to SmackDown.
Yes, Jade is officially signed to SmackDown. And I'm just like, in the words of Ciendo, SmackDown's for the niggas.
Oh, 1,000%.
SmackDown is for the niggas.
I'm loving that for us. Like,
I love that for us.
We get the bloodline. We get Jay. We get Naomi. We get Bianca. We get who else is on there?
Bailey. Yeah.
Bailey.
Yamala.
You can see it from the front.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I can't wait for? Thirsty Thursday. Because I feel like it's been so long. In the last couple ones, I didn't partake. I was like, you know, drinking water. Mm-hmm. So I really want to like turn up, like right, but like the next turn up before the madness of Mania week with the fam.
My liver's gonna hate me. Hate with a capital hate. With a capital hate. But speaking of fits. In Mania season, mm-hmm. you know, I feel like this year we're going to, like, it's going to come out looking like red carpet stunted. Like, because last year and the year before, like, the year before last Texas, we didn't really know what to, you know, expect. We didn't know.
Mm-hmm. My outfits was cute every year. Yeah, it was, just put that it was out there.
Cute. No, our outfits were very cute. But now that, for some reason, this is year 40, like, WrestleMania year mm-hmm. 40, and Wale Mania is just becoming bigger and bigger. It's like, you have to show up and show up.
Oh, yes, definitely. Like, and you should always honestly have that mentality. Like, anytime we're all together, like, this is our, you know, WrestleMania is like all of our like annual holiday where we all
it's
get
our
together.
Christmas.
Yes, like everything kind of is like, even the like on the wrestling side, like the business side of it, and then also like the fandom side of it, especially if you plan on going, mm-hmm. like your whole year kind of revolves around like this big moment, like this, you know, so like you always gotta just show up and be like out, you know, you gotta show up and be cute or whatever, you know.
Right,
this is also like once in a lifetime moment. So right, I'm always just like, all right, what are my fits? Yes. Every year I'm like, what are my fits?
Anything. I'm about to go
shopping. You gotta be cute. You know what I mean? And we're also like, it's fun, too, because this is the first time you see people. Like, we always say it's like a family reunion. Because there's certain people that I love to death, and I literally only see them once a year at WrestleMania. Right. But it's like, no time has passed.
It's like that. COVID did that. Thank you, COVID.
Yeah. Right. It did one of the few good things
to come out of COVID.
Right. And I think the IWC, I guess you want to call it, at least Black Wrestling Twitter, I should say, and like the podcast community, I think COVID gave us the opportunity to get closer to each other without being able to, you know, because everything kind of existed in the streaming and like the internet and social media. Yeah. And it really we got close to so many people and we don't see them all the time, you know, but it was through all of this, you know, and then that one time a year is when you get to see them and you get to give them a hug and like, hey, and thankfully we've been able to throw events that our friends, you know, we are very blessed. Our friends are very supportive that have traveled to come here. So we do see them in November too, but Mania is like that party.
Mania is that party. Wally Mania is that party. And this year, I kept convincing everybody. I was like, listen, if you don't show up to anything else WrestleMania weekend, make sure Wally Mania is the place that you show up at because you don't
want to miss out. It is.
You do not want to miss out. Like, it's like the who's of wrestling.
Yeah.
I feel like, generally, I'm excited for WrestleMania weekend. I feel like WrestleMania really never disappoints me.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I'm more excited for Wally Mania this year.
Always.
Like, our friends, like all of the people up there, like, we know, whatever. Right. But our friends, like, the Ringer Wrestling Show friends are on the bill to be at WrestleMania.
Special guests.
Yes. Special guests. Like,
so fucking that. Cool.
And Pablo had asked on our schooling sessions, like, who are you most excited to see for Wally Mania? And I said, Ringer Wrestling. I said, because to see them come up and to see them being recognized for everything they've been doing. And yes, I know that as we speak to Brian every day in the group chat, but it's nothing more rewarding than seeing your friend or and your friends getting that recognition that you know that they worked so hard to get. Mm-hmm. And right before the grandest stage of it, it all happened.
So dope.
So shout out to Ring of Wrestling show. Yeah. We're going to be there. I'll probably thug cry. Probably have some thug.
Oh, it's going to be a very special night, especially with Letty being there. Cause I think that's going to be the thing that's going to bring me the most emotion because, you know, just she's more behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. She's like a force of nature. She's like the most talented,
super talented,
fucking hardworking woman I've ever met in my life. But I grew up with her watching wrestling. Like, this isn't just something that I love. Like, this was something that we watched with our dad growing up and my god family. Shout out to Jay Bougie. So every year I'm like, she should be a part of this. Like, us, you know, the opportunities that we've been blessed with, you know, to be backstage at Wally Mania and all that kind of stuff. And all I would think is like, I can't wait to tell Latrice Letty about it, but I'm also like, I want her to experience.
I want to experience it. So it's something that we can just think. Exactly. Like my friend Janae, her boyfriend watches it or whatever, but I know Janae since we were in high school. Like, that's literally like, you know, you'd be like, oh, that's my girlfriend. Like, it's literally been my girlfriend since high school in a sense. Like, yeah. So it's like, she was like, I'm coming with you. And I'm like, all right, girl, get your ticket. Let's go. We out. Mm-hmm. So I just want to experience wrestling. Love and I want to experience what Wally Mania, what WrestleMania and all of that is about and what it all entails. It's just like having somebody who can relate to you, whether you watched it, whether it's something similar to your story with you and Letty or something similar to mine, or just somebody who you can relate to and have these conversations with and be like, oh, yeah, so this, that, yada, yada, yada. It's just like,
Yeah, I'm very excited for that. And, you know, it was like, as soon as we realized it was so close to home, like, I was like, and I remember I was in Nashville, SummerSlam, when they announced the location for WrestleMania to be in Philly. And I texted Letty immediately, like, yo, like, she was like, oh, it's a wrap. And, like, she doesn't necessarily need to be at WrestleMania's. And I'm so thankful that there are watch parties and stuff like, you know, Jobber Tears watch parties at Legends are legendary. Like, seriously, it's the second best place to be if you can be at the show. It's just an amazing environment. So she's going to go there with her friends. But the fact that she gets to experience Wally Mania, because it's a party at the end of the day, and just experience everything. I come home telling her like all the stories and shit like that. But if you are traveling to Mania for the first time, and even if you've done it a couple times and now you're like, oh shit, it's 12 days away, I need to make sure I got everything together, I put together the ultimate guide to WrestleMania.
Which go is to super my dope.
Social media, and really helpful. Like, that was the that was like so rewarding, because I really thought about doing it because of everything, like the anxiety I was feeling towards mm-hmm. it, just being a content creator. And that's why I have a section in there just for content creators, where it's just like, it's gonna feel like madness, but if you go in with a plan, these are some things to remember. And I actually recently updated it because I wanted feedback from people who've gone a couple times, or even just like, okay, I'm going for the first time, what do I need to know? Just so it could give you a peace of mind, something you can refer back to. There's also a schedule of events and a link to other comprehensive schedules, because when I tell you there has to be like almost 200 events happening in Philly that week. Like, it is, wrestling shows alone, there's probably at least 30. And I am not, I'm talking about from like Sunday to Sunday of WrestleMania week, there's probably 30 wrestling shows alone. And then other little things happening, conventions, signings, all that stuff. And also watch parties. So if you're in Philly, and I know a lot of people are going to be tailgating, there's a list of tailgate events. So you don't have to necessarily go to the show or spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars on the show. You can, there's a lot of free alternatives. So you could be in the mix in there. So yeah, check that out. Merch recommendations and some pointers. I put some sales in there of some of the brands that are now doing sales. WWE Shop is doing 2 to 3 business day shipping right now, so they want to get the WrestleMania shit to you as well. So you can it's not too late. Yeah, girl.
Let me go.
Chalkline as well. Chalkline also, their delivery is usually pretty fast, but I got something within like 2 days because want you to get your shit by Mania. It is not too late to buy things. I do have faith in that, but also like some independent brands are in there, like women's Wrestling Wind Down.
Storyline Keys.
Yes.
They just dropped
three new drops on Storyline Keys. Really dope. So make sure you get that. And they dropped the People's Champ line again. So Storyline Tees. So this is how I got familiar with Storyline Tees.
Stop playing with me. Wait, which people see me and him
with the bear.
I have that. That's coming with me too. So you want to come with that?
Oh yeah, no problem. But that's how I discovered Storyline Tees, because I remember the polo shirt with the bear. And it's very much like NYC, like 2000s, like it just brought me back. And the fact that he flipped that into wrestling shit, I was like, okay, this is fucking dope. And then I was like, oh wait, this is the same shirt that Wilkins and Jabba Tears merch is. I was like, oh shit. And then I was like, oh wait, I've met you mad times at Legends, Lanae. And I was like, oh shit. So that's how I got connected to Storyline Tees, or just even to like All By Name merch. And then the Goat Stone Cold shirt I have is Storyline Tees.
I was just middle looking finger at that picture that we
and I'm like, yeah,
had that shirt on.
Those designs, those designs are like my favorite, probably. Yeah, just because it's so like dope. So like New York urban culture meets wrestling, but also like, you know, I don't know. I really like them. They're like my favorite right now.
Yeah, I love that too. And I love the fact that, because again, COVID, we ain't having anything to do, it birthed that creativity out of him for him to mix. Like, this is what New York was then. Like, if you was in New York, you grew up in the 80s and the 90s, wrestling was it. That was it. You go outside, you play with your friends, or you go, if it was like fall, winter, whatever, you in the house, you doing your homework, you lollygag, you taking naps. It was me, I was taking naps. And then you wrestling.
That's exactly how it was.
On top of wrestling, you had all of these, you're watching all these videos with all your favorite celebrities and superstars wearing these name brands. It's like, okay, and nobody would have ever thought to incorporate the two. This is why hip hop, music, and wrestling are married for life.
Yeah, it really has a lot of like parallels and shit like that.
I definitely agree. Definitely agree. So real quick, we're probably going to jump into a commercial break, and then we have some other stuff we want to just sit here and talk about. But I just wanted to like know, where's your head at personally? Like, I know when it's like content wise, and we know how crazy WrestleMania can get. Mm-hmm. We conquered two of them, you know. So where is your head at now? Like literally, because it's like literally in 2 weeks. How are you feeling, like, on a personal headspace note?
On a personal headspace, I am more excited than anything else. Like, the same ways it's more anxiety-inducing because of a lot of different factors. Mm-hmm. But that's the same reason why I'm excited. Mm-hmm. So that compared to just, like, if I feel like trying to get physically, mentally, spiritually ready for this week, that, you know, that madness of a week.
And emotionally.
Like, it also spurred a lifestyle change in the same way that I needed to get back into. So it's all kind of like, I just literally been keeping myself busy with, mm-hmm. you know, whether it's like self-love, self-care, you know, getting back in the gym, or, you know, creating content and you know, being productive and trying to like keep, you know, like elevating and just like, you know, trying to like, it's like, okay, if I want to be consistent, then me staying busy to get my mind off of the madness and mania is going to make me consistent almost. Mm-hmm. So, because I feel like it's like now or never.
That's how I feel
like,
too.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like 6 years into content creating, I guess you want to say, and even just 10 years of just, you know, like Ciendo reminded me, she sent me a beautiful text about how recently it reminded her of mass consumption. And if you like know me from years and years and years and years, like that was my brand before this. And it was just like to remember, like, you had, girl, like, you ain't new to this. Like, you
ain't right. doing this.
And I didn't have a team. I was all myself. Like, mm-hmm. I did, you know, quarterly magazines, quarterly events. And I was just like, girl, if you don't remember who the fuck you are. So for like my friend of like 10 plus years, who's literally been to every mass consumption event, everything from day one, to send that to me, like, I was just like, okay, this is exactly, you know, let me step into my light again. Like, you know, so mentally, I think getting ready for Mania has been just like exactly what I needed in the moment.
Yeah, I feel the same, like, especially with that recharge, with making sure that your mind is off of Mania, but staying consistent enough right. to do whatever it is you need to do. Because of that as well, like with consistency, I rebranded Unapologetically Eclectic.
Mm-hmm.
I came on it every day. I'm fixing it up. Affirmations go out mm-hmm. every day. As I was talking to you earlier, like, I have some ideas of merging what we're doing at Mania and in wrestling in general mm-hmm. with things I want to post on Unapologetically Eclectic, because of the fact it's two things that I love that I can right. honestly talk about, even if we don't have a recording, or even if we don't stream on our separate stuff, I can still have that platform, which is my platform, to say, mm-hmm. oh yeah, so this is what happened. Like, I wrote about The Rock, and then I had to write about Bianca and the madness she was facing. You yes. know, and it gave me
like your passion.
Yes, marries the passions. And like you said, if I feel like, if, and I'm speaking for me personally, if I was just to be sitting around and seeing you like working and stuff and seeing everybody else putting in that work because Mania's coming, I would feel so low and guilty because I'm not doing anything either. But I'm like, mm-hmm. no, this is a year of resurgence. This is a year of recharging. Yep. This is a
it's
year.
It's all in within yourself.
Right. And
you
like,
know what I mean? Everybody's journey is different.
Everybody's journey is different, but we're all going to be at that same finish line because we all have that same goal. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, yeah, nah, like this is conversation that we had offline. And you've even said like, this is perfect. Like you've been doing this. Like you, mm-hmm. you know, like, so it's right. Like sometimes you have to take your mind off of it
mm-hmm.
because it's still going to get you prepared for it.
Right. Right.
That's the affirmation right there.
So there you go. Okay.
One out, so please make sure you have subscribed to Unapologetically.
Yes, please subscribe. It's linked in the description.
Yes,
so make sure you subscribe to Unapologetically Eclectic. Because it's .com, and it's so exciting too, because, you know, now having expanded and, you know, kind of having a platform where other content creators can do their thing, has been also just nice to see too, because it's like, you know, it was just us two, and then now it's like, okay, you know, use our platform to elevate yourself, you know. So seeing, like, you know, seeing Cindo doing Watch What Happens NXT, and, you know, Justin, he's everywhere.
Justin's everywhere. You know? Justin went through Hill Heat sometime. He turned up a couple of Tuesdays.
Yes.
Brian has Watch What Happens, I mean, Wrestling Worldwide and The Ringer. You're doing Fan Club. I'm doing schooling sessions and also have Sound Off. And then we're doing Thirsty Thursdays. And Christina is doing her Twitch stuff when she's not booked and busy in the acting world.
Yeah.
Is going crazy over TikTok world, like just going viral on TikTok and on Instagram. Like, when you have a winning team in the winning circle and they just motivate you and push you and keep going, and, you know, and the fact that one can be higher than the other, but you still cheer for them, you still love on them, you still give them all the grace and the glory that they do well deserve, because when one wins, we all win. Best feeling ever. Best feeling ever. But let's hop into this quick commercial break. I don't even know what I want to play. We got so many clips.
I know, right?
I don't want to play. I feel like I want to kind of go back to a special moment for the both of us. So y'all just sit right there, and we'll be right back.
I have a special gift.
Like, shout out to Medina, and I'm like,
yo, your face was everything, because I'm also like, how did y'all keep that secret? Like,
Medina, one thing about Medina, ever since I've known her, since freshman year of college, since the summer of 08 in college, Medina has always kept a secret. Like, she will look you dead in your face. No, I don't. Like, so straight, so serious. No, nobody told me anything. Why would that? And I'd be like, all right. And she's so convincing. Okay.
She's the best.
She is the best. Like, and mind you, we didn't even talk about the belts. Like, we didn't bring up belts. We didn't bring up nothing about wrestling, because I felt it would have been weird for her.
Right. Like, it was no, like, they played that off really well.
They played that really well. Yeah. And I knew Brian had a surprise. But I thought it was for you. Like, I didn't think anything me involved. He was just like, when you're done doing the videos, just, I got a surprise that I want to say. And I'm just like, okay, what? Can I know what it is? So I could be me. He's like, no. Just, I said, all right, cool. So then when he came and tried to take the mic, and Lady was like, Krista, let him have it. Okay. Because I didn't know what was happening.
She definitely knew. I'm like, the two people I talked to the most. How did I not see that coming? But yeah, that was a great moment.
That was a great moment.
I cannot even think about bringing that to Philly.
I was thinking of, it's mine is sitting right here and yours is sitting right behind you. And I'm like, dang, do I really want to bring my belt to Philly? Like,
one of us should, so that people could take pictures in it. That would be cool.
I want to have the bad shoulder.
So that shit is heavy.
It is. That's the only one I got the bad shoulder.
I'm like, I might end up, just because, like, I'm gonna be riding with a belt head, so he's gonna be like, "You should bring it. You can leave it in the trunk." I'm like, "Fine."
Yeah,
that's so. Yeah, maybe I'll bring lens. I'll bring lens.
I feel like we should both bring it, but I also feel like, one, we're not bringing it into Mania. Like, that's not happening.
No. I was thinking more like while we're out and about,
or like out and about, we go to one of the bar events or whatever, mm-hmm. something like that. Definitely. Do it that way, but I do want to bring my. This would be a part of.
But my thing is, like, I don't want to carry it
all the time. You know,
I don't want to. It's like heavy and it's beautiful. Like, I'm like, I don't, and I don't want to take it off of its like stand.
Yeah,
it's like displayed. You know,
right. I mean, I do want people to see it. Like, we have belts too. Like, we are those wrestling girls.
Yeah, but it's like too bad we can't have like a belt carry, like a personal. Person, I could just like
carry our belts.
Carry it.
Yeah, we might. Somebody might want to do it,
right? Like, just keep this safe until we need it. Like, we need a wise man, like how you never see Roman having to carry his belts if he don't need to, like unless he's on his way to a match or something. Paul Heyman got his shit. I got my boy Noah, so I don't know if he's gonna be there all the time, but. He might help me out.
Janae might help out too, just to be like, "Bitch, girl, give me this."
Yeah, all right.
I mean, it'll be real cool. Like, I think it'll be a little bit alright.
Mm-hmm.
To have it, I just think because in the all the shit that I've talked about it, you understand? Like,
I love that it came to be too, like,
because it has to be
like exactly what you wanted. It's right.
They hit him in the back. All that shit. I was talking shit moments before. Like, so we don't got our bullshit, but it's okay. Don't worry about it because we've been asking them literally probably 10 minutes before that.
So I'm like, how do I keep that in, like? I feel like I would have gave it away once you mentioned belts. I would have been like, but yeah, that was a good surprise.
I mean, if they wouldn't have given it in, if they wouldn't have, if they would have told us, then we wouldn't have that general natural reaction. We did not. Yeah, so now we're in Mania mode. Everybody across the world going to be ready for this moment. I don't know if you guys remember, but P and I started this little string or whatever you want to call it after Lashes Mania in LA. It was like US meets the UK. And it's because of P, because I promise you, P Hulk had me take pictures of him and these men.
And these men.
That's Thomas. I'm like, I don't know who they are, but I'm like, okay, I guess I'm playing Seahawks personal photographer today. Cool. This year, I'm charging. My services. But it was because of UP, you introduced me to them. Rest Things. Where do I get Rest Friends from? That's somebody else. I'm sorry.
That's the girls from California.
Yes. Well, I mean, we were in California, so it doesn't make sense to say Rest Things. And it was so good to see. It was such a breath of fresh air to see the representation from another culture,
right,
in the UK, and to learn. We learned so much.
We really did. Talking to them.
Like, they don't.
And I remember, and they're new, right? Mm-hmm. And they're like kind of new. And I remember being like, "Oh, I love, like, first of all, these are like." Cute black British guys. I love wrestling, and I'm like, oh my god, they're so cute. And then when I seen them at the event that Andreas and Mimi threw last year, I was like, oh my god, it's Rest Things. And it was like, oh my god, it's those wrestling girls. I was like, ah, yeah. So we took a photo. I was like, yo, we definitely collaborating. Like, we're gonna make this happen because it's that international. And then getting on the stream with them, we'll definitely do a follow up. And just hearing. They're basically us, like the jobber tier, the black wrestling community in the UK. So just hearing some of the experiences that they've been going through, they also throw watch parties and events, and just that whole like stigma of, you know, being a wrestling fan. Like, it's such a niche thing, and then to be Black in anything is just like, you know, so to hear their experiences in the UK was so like, wow, you know. And then the cool part too is they started throwing events in the UK since then. So they've been able to get a show, they've been able to do, you know, things that weren't, you know, always, you know, as New Yorkers, we're very spoiled when it comes to wrestling. Like, not even just on the American level, but just like in New York. Like, we don't ever have to worry about getting a wrestling show. Like, other cities are literally like, they check the website constantly. Like, oh my God, is my city on here? Like, we don't ever have to worry about that. So I'm loving the international shows because every show feels big like a WrestleMania because they haven't, they don't have it all the time. So it's like they fill up these big ass stadiums. And so it's really fun to see and now getting to meet other Black wrestling content creators, you know, has been just so amazing.
It has been. And speaking of that, of our UK meets US, we came across two Black English girls, women, who are like us.
Wrestling's put us on. They were like, yo, there's a you here. That just started and you kind of meet them. We was like, oh my God.
Okay.
Let's do it.
So we're going to bring one half of the legendary and ever so funny Wrestling Is Too Much Fun podcast.
Hello. AJ
the Visionary. Hey.
Hi.
Oh my God, it's so good.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for having me on. Oh my God, I was just like, I'm so starstruck. I'm so happy to be on. Oh,
we appreciate that because we love your show.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
I do got a bone to pick with y'all, but I'm waiting for the other half to come up because I saw a little something on TikTok and I was like, I don't like that.
Gosh.
I don't like it. I mean, it's y'all opinion, but I don't like that. Like,
so AJ, tell us about you, because like we also just love that you like have a whole different life over in the UK. Tell us about you. Tell us about how you got into wrestling. And then when your other half comes on, then we could talk about how the podcast started. But what's your relationship to wrestling?
So basically how I got into wrestling is that one day my dad decided to come home with a PlayStation 2 and it had SmackDown Just Bring It.
That's like, a good game.
Literally, I always fight for my life for that game because everyone is so, oh, here comes the pain, here comes the pain. I'm like, no, the real game is SmackDown Just Bring It. So obviously as a child, that was my gateway into wrestling, like to create a character, to just do all the storylines, to like, literally that was my first gateway into wrestling. And then since then I just had that relationship and I just continued on. And then sometimes, you know, with every relationship, sometimes there's going to be a pause, and it was a bit of a pause, and then I suddenly found like there's an online community of people and I was like, right, okay, let's get this started again. And then I met like so many good people who've got me back into wrestling. And when I was like searching for like people to follow, you guys were the first people. This is why I'm like so like, it's like a turning point, because I was like, oh my God, like there's so many guys like wrestling. I wonder if there's like women as well. And then I just typed in wrestling girls on Twitter.
Oh my God.
You guys came up and I was like, yeah.
Wow. Oh my God. You just like gave me like chills, AJ, because like that's what, like that's when you start off, like that's what you want to do. And you know, like the fact that you found us by searching like wrestling girls, and then it's like, wait, we're like actually like, because like that could be like a weird fan site name, like wrestling girls, but it's like, wait, there's actually like two real people behind this page that like look like me, and like, oh shit, they're out there too. So I love that, and we've been loving everything that you guys been doing.
Absolutely. We have been. So when you were growing up, did you have like me? I had friends I could watch wrestling with. P did not. So her finding this community in like 2020, like 2018, 2019, 2020, well, really for the both of us, and really for her, it was just like, where were you when I was a child? Like, did you have that same experience too?
Yeah, like when I was growing up, like it was just boys that liked wrestling. Like, and yeah, growing up, I didn't have that. The only like thing I saw was obviously women and like women wrestlers. So I like loved China. I loved Trish. I loved Lita. I loved Jacqueline. I loved Jazz. I loved all of them. So I kind of just focused like on kind of just pouring my love into them. But I like, as I was growing up, yeah, I just thought, you know what, I can't be alone in this, because I feel like in my mind everybody has encountered wrestling, and whether it be male or female, we've all encountered wrestling in our life. So what I would do, yeah, is I would host like little watch parties with my friends, major events, so that they can get to know me as a friend as well. So I would make them come watch the Royal Rumble. That's why the Royal Rumble is my favorite.
Yes, oh my god, me too.
I would make them come and watch the Royal Rumble, because that way I could literally explain to them who each and every wrestler
is. It's the perfect opportunity.
Exactly.
So and it's the excitement of it too.
Exactly. And then they would see me in a light that was like, oh, okay, wow, she's really into this. And then we would like have like discussions where it's like, oh my god, I actually know this guy, or where's this guy, or where's Hacksaw Jim? And I'm like, he retired like how many years ago? But you never know. But even then, he could just make a surprise appearance. So it was just like, yeah, like that was the gateway I would enter my friends into, and then they would just start, you know, saying trivia things to kind of impress me. And I'm like, I'm the one that's like really excited. So yeah, I would invite them to Royal Rumble and WrestleMania, especially to just let them kind of get a feel of what I like as a person.
That is so good, so good. So now your other half is finally here, so we can get her side, and we officially have.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm good, thank you. So we were just talking to AJ about, you know, growing up in the UK. How she became a wrestling fan? What enticed her to be a wrestling fan? And we want to know your story as well. Like, what was the first thing that got you into wrestling?
I feel like most people's families, they probably start with like their parents that it got them into wrestling. So like, I'd have it on like Sky Sports News, or not news, just the Sky Sports Channel, and I'd see like SmackDown. That was my first introduction into wrestling. And I think I tell everybody this, but my first memory of wrestling was probably like the Eddie Guerrero versus Rey Mysterio like feud, and the custody of Dominic Mysterio. That was my first thing that I remember. And I'm like, this is kind of my shit. Like I like watching this. Like, I can continue watching this. And like so like I used to watch it with my family all the time, but then they kind of fell off watching it and I continued watching it. Mm-hmm. And then when I went to like university, I kind of stopped for a bit because nobody was watching it, and I was just like, I don't want to be alone in this series, so I'm gonna lay off for a bit. And then I don't know, I was like on a wormhole on YouTube and I found like What Culture, and I was like, okay, you know what, I'm gonna get back into it. And I saw like the pipe bomb from CM Punk. I saw the like all of that 2014 stuff. And I was like, okay, I can't lie. I feel a connection to this. I have to get back into it. And since then, I've just been following it and loving it ever since.
So how did you and AJ meet?
How did you guys find each other?
So I was watching, you guys knew the Wrestling's boys, right?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I was following them for a bit, like since the start, and then AJ started following them afterwards, and I think they brought her onto their pod, and I was just like, oh, there's another sister that likes wrestling, her, I kind of like that. And then I followed AJ, she followed me back, and then we just started seeing our tweets on the TL, and I thought we just got to talking, really. And yeah, and then it just happened from there.
Wow. That's usually how it happens too. Like, you don't really plan it, you know, like Christopher and I, like we're in the same circles. But it was just when we found out we liked wrestling, it was just like click. And then it just like, it evolved into a podcast. But I'm interested too, like, What about, because like there's a million and like wrestling fans, but what is, about it where you were like, I want to do a podcast, like I want to comment on this, like I want this to be like a thing?
I feel like I should answer this one, because basically in the UK there is literally no, but there is no, this is a very long and wordy thing to say, yeah, so forgive me if I say it like,
do your thing.
So in the UK there is literally no black female-led wrestling podcasts. So that was a problem to me, because it was just like, there's so many perspectives out there that deserve to be heard, and it's such a wide sport that it's too wide for there to just be some like a singular kind of like voice. We need to expand more, especially in the UK as well. And I've always had this notion where I want to sort of, there is a lot of black female UK women that like wrestling, but they don't speak on it because there's just so many different reasons where oh, it's too old, or there's just nobody to talk to, or so they just keep it down low. So I just thought, okay, I want to sort of create a platform and a space and a sort of mouthpiece to all women out there, that there is this place that you can come, you can listen to, you can hang, you can chill, you can be with us. And yeah, that was it for me, enough for me to be like, look, yeah, we need to start a platform. Plus we had a lot of backing as well, to be honest. Like, a lot of people came up to us and like, you know, you guys, your opinions are so funny and polarizing as well, that you know, you guys, like a platform would be so good for you. So I just thought, yeah, let's do it. And yeah, we've done it, and we're coming to do it again.
Are you sure? Yeah, really us.
Really us. I feel like we say, I see you, you see me. We hear each other.
Like, I love that you said polarizing, AJ, too, because I feel like most white wrestling content creators go viral because they're polarizing. But it's to me, it's not, it's like either racist, sexist. That's the shit that's polarizing. But like our perspective, like your perspective, is polarizing in a way where it creates discussion. It creates like, oh wait, hold on. Like Crystal was like, oh, I saw something on y'all TikTok, you know. But it's not, you guys didn't like insult anyone, you know what I mean? So, you know,
okay, they did.
But you know what I mean? Like, you know, like they're not offensive. Like most of the podcasts out there, like when I got back into wrestling, like What Culture was also like back in my like 20s, like on YouTube, it was like, oh, okay, because all of the trivia and the countdowns, I'm like, oh my God, this is like, there's so much to wrestling. Oh my God, this is so cool. And but then I'm also like, this is just like a white man's like snarky opinion, you know. I want to hear like other perspectives that's also a little bit more positive, because What Culture could be a little bit on the mocking side where it's just like, do y'all even like wrestling sometimes? You know what I mean? But I want to know why you guys named your podcast Wrestling Is Too Much Fun, because we have seen so much negativity, you know, especially in the IWC space. So how did the name come to be?
I feel like we went back and forth with names. Our first one was like the pipe bomb bit, because we both like to speak a lot and we have opinions clearly. I feel like me and AJ just both agreed heavily that people take wrestling too seriously. Yeah. And it's never that deep. It's actually never that deep. Y'all need to calm down. Okay. Some of the things that I be seeing on Twitter, I'm like, yo, touch grass, go outside, do something with your lives.
Please.
Like, oh my God. So we just thought, you know what? Wrestling is actually a lot of fun, and we need to bring that back into the space. So wrestling is too much fun.
I love that so much. I really do. Because as soon as you said it, like, they need to, like, chill. Like, I felt that in my soul. Because some of the things that I see where I'm like, wait, oh my God. So when we were leaving Mania last year when Cody lost, there a guy literally screamed at, what did he scream at us? So he was so mad that Cody lost. And he, like, screamed something. When I tell you, me and Kristen literally laughed in his face.
I think he said, F the tribal chief.
Yeah, no, y'all tribal chief. Talking about it. He was like, fuck y'all tribal chief. Such and such, justice for Cody. And we just turned around
Justice for Cody. Yes. If you don't calm down right now.
There is how many bills
waiting to pass and just watching the men in their underwear like fight each other. What do you mean?
They wanted to feel like the sexual gratification of Cody Penn, like being in between Roman's legs and pinning, and he couldn't get it, and you know his nut went to waste. That's why he was mad, because I don't know, like.
Justice for Cody Ray. I'm gonna start. That's gonna be my new name, Justice for Cody.
Yo, the Cody fans are
crazy.
Wow.
Don't get me wrong. I was very happy to see Cody return in 38.
Yeah.
I was just having this conversation the other day that WrestleMania 38 was when I got injured the most. Because our friend Brian, when Cody came back, he jumped up and down and like took my shoulder with him. Stone Cold makes a surprise appearance on Sunday night, and P take my kneecaps with her.
Like, oh my God. Yo, that's crazy.
When I tell you they owe me workers' comp, I'm counting.
Yo, just imagine though, like it was just like an experience that she'll never like, you know, to see Stone Cold make a surprise entrance, like that's something that you don't think you're gonna see again in the ring with Vince, you know. And it's just like, oh my god, I feel like
we can still say his name.
We're not saying his name on this platform
no more.
But are you a Team Rock or Stone Cold?
Okay.
I feel like this might contradict everything I've said on the Wrestling Is Too Much Fun pod, but I'm team Rock.
Oh yeah, so we about to get into it.
I'm Team Rock.
Listen. Without the Rock, yeah, there's no Rock unless there's Stone Cold. That's all I'm saying. I love The Rock to pieces. What he's doing right now is God's work. Bloodline work. What he's doing is fantastic. But there's only one Stone Cold Steve Austin, yeah? And what that man has done for the trajectory of the WWE, for its history to come.
Want it.
People understand who Stone Cold Steve Austin. I have to say his full name.
And it was just 316 day not too long ago. So
what does The Rock have? Black Adam. 316 day. Come on.
No, he got Red Notice. Remember that movie?
First of all, Red Notice was good. Don't forget.
I've never seen it, to be honest, and I love it. It's how I was raised, but like I am so hyped that The Rock is back. Like it's like you know, because when he came that one off, it's like, is he gonna stay? Is it gonna be a one off? But then it's like we get him like all the time.
See, I would have respected him more though if you would have said Black Adam, because I was like, what is that? Even me as a Rock fan, like, what is
that? Is that the superhero movie that he did?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And it was terrible.
Yo, he took that shit right out his bio. He was like, yeah.
As you should.
Yeah.
You should never talk about it again.
It's that one, and it's Tooth Fairy, the two things we don't mention. Oh,
Tooth Fairy.
Exactly. We don't mention those. We don't talk about Bruno.
We love you though, Rock. We glad you home. We glad you back home.
All right, but let me.
It's time.
Sound off real quick.
It's time.
Let's go.
So. Here I am scrolling on TikTok, tra-la-la-la, scrolling. I see a clip of your guys' podcast. It is when The Rock came back. And somebody was like, what are you back for? Like, we don't need you here. You can go. Like, literally.
I think I saw that one.
I'm just like, and to think, we about to have them on the show. Back up in The Rock.
I
promise y'all, I wanted to do a really wordy comment under that post, like the angry white woman. I promise y'all I really did. Like, I really wanted to be like, dear, I promise you. But I'm like, you know what? I'ma hold it because what? Now, I mean, I get the whole Cody got to finish his story. You know, I get it. However, people don't understand that this Rock Roman has been brewing since 2015. Since 2015. This is full circle. They started it in 2015 at Royal Rumble, and they're going to finish it 2024 in Philly at WrestleMania.
Ooh.
And I've been saying The Rock is for self, okay? Yeah, he about family, but he for self. Especially he back now, he throwing it. I'm the boss. I run TK. I'm part of TKO. I'm friends with people with the board. He gonna make sure his family good, but he gonna make sure that he's above it on the top of everything. The Rock is for self. So for you to say you a Team Rock and to say that The Rock has to go.
It's very contradictory.
Sometimes it be like that. Being a wrestling fan is contradictory.
It really is. I feel like there's so many views that you can have. Like I'm not a Rock hater. I am not a Rock hater. Let me just say that right now. I just feel like right now, I just don't want to see him. It's just not my vibe. It's just not my vibe. I feel like sometimes he'd be taken away from Roman. And I'm like, ooh.
That can be said. I mean,
if you watched last night, 30 minutes
of
taken away from Roman. I like some of it. Like, I mean, the attention has just been.
But Roman's character, let's break down Roman's character, right? Roman has always kind of been in the back. He's always been that muscle, the quiet one since the Shield days.
It's true. Yeah.
So it's like when you have somebody who has a big enough voice. Then mine, I'm gonna let you talk because I'm gonna finish it with the action. So now that The Rock is here, not only is Big Cousin Dwayne with me, now I'm really tired of talking. I'm gonna let him do all the talking. I'm putting all the muscle work, although he could put in the muscle work too. So it's just that's how Roman has always been. Although like his mic game, his mic skills has improved 1,005%. That's how he's always been.
Yeah.
And people tend to be like, oh, at the press conference, Roman was hiding behind Dwayne, behind his big cousin, like he was scared. No, Roman is the muscle. He'll fight. He don't gotta do much talking. He just gonna fight.
True.
That's it.
It's hard when like legends come back too, because it's just like, I liked you back then, like, do I need you in the present? Because you want to see, like, other stars. Because, like, The Rock, they kill, like, 30 minutes of the show easy. Like, matches get cut, entrances get cut because of their shit. So it's just like, it's frustrating in that. And, like, I felt the same way about Edge. Like, I did not care for his comeback. I was just like, I thought it was cute, but I was just like, wait, he's, like, winning championships and, like, beating Finn at Mania. I'm like, okay, you can
just taking away, it's not even, like, taking away opportunities, but, like, it's like taking away the thing, like, you have been there for ages. Like, should he have beaten Finn Balor? Absolutely not. I don't see that. I don't even know why that was a thing. But I just feel like a lot of legends, they come back and they push themselves to the moon, and then everybody has to take like a backseat road. Mm-hmm. And I'm just not a fan of that.
I feel like Edge beating Finn Balor, it was more of a lick back situation, because you took what I built and so I got my lick back. I don't know if it happened. It should probably never happen at a pay-per-view, but you get your lick back. Everybody gonna want to get their lick back. That's how I feel about that situation.
Personally, I think, a lot of people just need to start catching up to the legends.
Mm.
It's not their fault that they're good at what they do. They were at a time where, I'm sorry, that the competitions were high. They had 1 hour slots to make an impression. Okay. Now these lot have got 3 hours. You gotta start.
Right.
You gotta start catching up. You gotta start. Facts.
And it's that contradictory part too, because at the same time, it's The Rock. He's gonna take 30 minutes if he wants to, and that's what it is. Like, you know, like it's like,
I'm like,
he's gonna pull a Michael Jackson. Not Michael Jackson, just stand there. People passing out and fainting. He gonna pull a Michael Jackson without going. I promise you, I won't be surprised if he do that at Monday Night Raw in Brooklyn. Just stand there because I'm gonna be the one to pass out.
Like that transition from electrifying to Hollywood rock music, I passed out. I was like, it's just little nuances like that that are just
yeah. Like, how can you not like it? How can you not love it?
Ah, it's all good. So, who are y'all favorites of all time?
Ooh, I feel like every time people ask me this, it changes. So I'm like, I think I have like five main ones that I know in my head. If anybody asks me, yeah, these are my words, but I can never put them in order. That's my thing.
All right, I want to hear the five.
Bryan Danielson, AJ Styles.
Oh, good.
Kenny Omega has to be one. Edge for Defo and Eddie Guerrero.
It's a very it's like a variety.
Yeah.
of goats, really.
I feel like that's what my wrestling taste is. It's very much variety. Like, I'll watch WWE, I'll watch AEW, I'll watch New Japan, I'll watch indie wrestling. Everything, like, I like everything, essentially.
Love that.
I do have quite a few favorites as well. Obviously, my number one guy is Stone Cold, always.
Let's go. Always
my
Let's
number go. One. The Rock. I also have variety as well. I love Stone Cold because he's a just great all-round entertainer and sports guy. I love The Rock and his charismaticness. I love Macho Man because of his charismaticness and his over-the-topness. I love China so much, so much. Broke boundaries, just broke ceilings. Trish, Lita, again, two of my childhood favorites. Mercedes, I love her to death. Like, I just love her so much. And yeah, like, there's a lot of rising stars as well that I love. I mean, not that Kenny Omega's a rising star. I love Kenny Omega. I love Ibushi. I love the Golden Lovers. But yeah, a lot of people in AEW that I love as well. Right, like I love Orange Cassidy, Willow, so many people.
Yeah.
Absolutely,
I feel like the list, like your list, just keeps growing and growing.
It
like,
does. At yeah.
This point, it's gonna be who's in your Million Man March instead of who's on your
because the it's like it's an so exciting many. Time. Like it everyone is stepping up like their game, you know, because now WWE ain't the only game in town. And I was gonna ask, like, you guys, like, how what other promotions you guys watch, and it's clear that you guys watch a little bit of everything. So I want to touch on just being like a wrestling fan, like a woman as a wrestling fan, and just some of the like shit you guys have heard, or like that, like people ask you, like people ask me across all the time if we want to wrestle.
Bro, I get that all the time. And I'm like, I just like to watch. Why do you assume that I want to do it as well? I'm just a girl. I don't want to get I'm just a girl.
Like, I feel like there's a hidden kind of meaning because, like, okay, exposing myself a bit here. I'm trying to put myself out there, right? Like, you know, just trying to, not getting any younger, innit? But I just, like, a guy would ask me, "Oh, do you, what do you like to do?" And I was like, "Oh, I like to watch wrestling, and I like to watch, keyword watch, yeah." And then they ask me, "Okay, but have you ever like do you wrestle?" And I'm like, "What are you trying to say here?"
Right.
Like, what are you trying to say here?
Everybody that watches basketball, you don't assume that they want to play basketball. Like that's why I feel like it's like why you always gotta take it to like a physical. Like, no, I don't want to fucking wrestle. Like, I'm a fucking YouTuber podcaster, like what the fuck?
You know my new one is now. I got this twice back to back by men. I'm like, oh yeah, I have a wrestling podcast. This is like, oh, so you have a wrestling podcast, but are you a fan? I said, you
know, I'm bred. I'm actually bred. What do you think I do?
I'm like, you can't be a fan for me. I can't be in something or do something if I'm not a fan of it. If I don't have the knowledge of it. Like, no, I really out of thin air pulled it out of my ass and was just like, let's do those wrestling girls. And we celebrated 5 years now. Are you a fan? Are you dumb?
That is just crazy. And then on top of that, it's like, oh, you're a fan. Okay.
Name me this, name me that.
Who does the Sphere?
Like, don't do that. Like, I was on a radio show the other day, and I literally turned it around because they was asked, like, what do you do? So I mentioned, well, I have a wrestling podcast. And my segment went from me working at my job to, oh, talking about wrestling, talking about the greatest matches of all time. One guy was like, oh, the greatest match of all time is Ricky the Steamboat and Randy Macho Man Savage, I think, at WrestleMania or SummerSlam or whatever. I said, yeah, that was good at that time. I said, but you're not in it now. We got all these women who are out here. I said, if you watch every Charlotte and Sasha match and that Falls Count Anywhere match, where she put Sis through the bank statement, through the banister, and made her tap out, and Ric Flair comes out and holds up Sasha Banks' hand. You have that one. I'm like, you got Bianca and Sasha, who's making history at WrestleMania, and Bianca went on to be a three-peat at WrestleMania, the only Black woman to ever do so. I'm like, but you want to be living back in 1980, what year was that, 87, 88? When that happened, yes, it's arguably one of the greatest matches of all time. But is it the best of all time? I don't think there will ever be a match that will be considered the best of all time.
How can you? It's like 40 of them.
Right.
I also hate when, like men expect us to be, like, experts. Like, nobody, how can you possibly, like, especially now, like, us being, like, content creators and, like, also, like, discovering other channels and learning all the, like, trivia stuff. It's like, no one can be an expert at this. Unless you're, like, fucking Jim Cornette or, like, no one's an, how can you be? Like, and then why not also be like, oh, is that what happened? Oh, great. Like, why you gotta, and mansplaining all that shit.
Hate the mansplaining. Oh my god. Have y'all been to shows where a man tries to mansplain wrestling to you while you're in this show? And it's just like,
God forbid I ever come across that. Because I will take you to the ring and I'll beat you up myself. What do you think you're doing? I know what I'm watching. I can clearly see it. Don't come and explain it to me.
Especially if I didn't ask you. If I didn't come and I didn't ask you, oh, who's this? Or what was that move? Or why are they feuding? Don't automatically assume that I don't know. Mm-hmm. Trust me, something I don't know, I'm going to go home and study it before I come into an arena or an event and watch it. I'm like, so that happened to P, and I kind of had to be like, to the guy, like, can you shut the fuck up? Because we know what we're doing.
Like, so annoying.
I was like, excuse me, sir, I said, we have a podcast called Those Wrestling Girls. You don't have to mansplain anything to us. We know what we're talking about. We know what we're watching. Shut the fuck up the entire night.
It's honestly, like, this is, like, I just try and keep it short and sweet now with people. Like, I'll just tell, okay, shut up. Like, I don't care. Like, I'm not here to come and prove yourself, because one thing about wrestling I love is always, it's a constant learning journey. Like, some things I wouldn't have known. Like, I don't know everything. I don't know all, like, and to be honest, to know everything is kind of boring, and it's kind of like, that's when fatigue starts to come in and you get tired and things like that. Just trying to know everything, so I just like, I don't care. For if I'm not seeking it out, or if I didn't ask the question, then don't come and explain it. I'm not gonna listen to you, number one, and I'm not gonna, you know, acknowledge your existence. I'm just gonna tell you to shut up. And that's why I think we should start telling people more to shut up,
period.
Like, instead of like trying to do all of this analysis and this debate, like, go away.
Because I promise you don't know what you're talking about. Like, you know, like, as far as, because everyone has a different perspective, and like, I don't remember which one you mentioned it, like, it's men in underwear. Like, it's not that fucking deep. Like, no, I don't know what finisher won what match in 92 of this pay-per-view. Like, no. Like, we got bullied, not bullied, but like cyber bullied, I guess you want to say. Because we didn't cover AEW when it first came out. And like, we're WWE girls. So we grew up on it. For me, I didn't watch WCW growing up. So to me, wrestling was WWE. I didn't see any other company or anything like that. So when AEW started, like, it's not easy to get into a whole new promotion. All these different, like, you know, wrestlers I have to be emotionally invested in. So, like, and they were like, it was really almost like, y'all are not real podcasters because you don't follow AEW. You know, it was just like, I'm just a fucking wrestling. Like, it's like, are you really attacking me because I don't like what you like?
Like,
mind you, we was out a whole year before AEW, so I'm so confused. AEW came out in 2019. We came out in 2018 after going to an all-women's pay-per-view. And at the time, like, peace and we've said it, oh, we're WWE loyalists. We're WWE fans, WWE girls. Yes, we got hype at the promo that AEW put out because it's like they put all of these women on AEW. They was going to center it around the women, center it around the women. We like, oh, shit. We might have to watch AEW. Only match when AEW first came out that I watched was that epic brother versus brother match, Cody versus Dustin. Mm. And then when Cody came out and broke the throne and whatnot. And then ever since then, it kind of went downhill. Like, mm-hmm. Britt Baker and Thunder Rosa's match, epic. I still want her bloody face on the shirt. I really do. But then it kind of went downhill from that. And then, like, the trajectory of women's wrestling, because we're a women's podcast who speak about women's wrestling. So we have to watch where the women are. And it sucks that people don't understand that. Like, they don't even try to grasp the fact that we are a women's wrestling podcast who started this podcast because of the women's evolution. Mm. And that's what we're here for.
Right.
But for them to, yo, that's when I knew I was a real heel.
I want to know how, you know, you guys feel about being like Black women in the space, and then also on that note, just seeing more of the representation in wrestling with women and like people of color.
It's definitely refreshing to see, and it's definitely a welcoming and positive sort of experience outside of all of this. Like, I mean, everything comes with its challenges, and I feel like what is scaring me the most is the challenges to come, because we've just started, to be honest. Mm-hmm. We started in All In, right? Mm-hmm. We've still got challenge. I feel like we're still kind of new and we're still getting kind of noticed here and there, but I'm anticipating some challenges to come. But I'm just trying to make sure that we're ready for it. It's definitely lovely that there's a community that support each other so actively as well, because sometimes there is this notion, especially in the UK, that they want to be the only one, if you get what I'm saying. They want to be that one singular entity and everyone should just flock to them. So seeing that, and then seeing that there's also women as well in that sphere, is just refreshing and it's lovely. And I'm so glad that, like, everyone's just sort of banding together to, especially taking months where the opportunity, like International Women's Month and especially like Black History Month, using that to just sort of kind of catapult their outside, like, to the world as well. And, like, again, each of these ones are so relatable and they're just so much, like, more refreshing to sort of, like, be a part of and to be, like, have these chats with people. So I'm really pleased, honestly, really pleased that there's this community and it's so supportive and everybody sort of wants to help each other as well. Like, I credit, like, Wrestlings and WrestleManiac for being, like, those two entities that really, really kind of sort of pushed us to and inspired us as well to really, really, like, go out there and put ourselves out there, and also working with us as well, because like I said, there's other people who don't want to work with each other. Like, they'll say, oh, and, like, nothing happens, and then, or like, they'll be like, or they'll collab with us when it's like convenient for them.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I really credit, like, those two entities, and I appreciate them so much for everything, like, they kind of pushed us to do. And yeah, I don't know what, if Chidera wants to add to that.
I just feel like because there's not a lot of Black representation in the wrestling space in the UK, it is kind of hard for us, especially because we are Black women, and we just really want to find platform, like, us and our people and our community, to make sure that there's a fun space and a safe space for you to, like, enjoy wrestling. And I feel like because of our podcast, we've had a lot of Black girls coming up to us saying, like, we're really glad that we have you, or we can listen to you, because I feel like there wasn't any space or any other people who were into the kind of things that we were. And I just feel like there's, like, a huge community within our like space right now that we can platform other people and showcase other people. Like, there's a girl that we know that focuses mainly on British indie wrestling, but she's black as well, and I'm like, that's so cool. Like, yeah, do your own thing. And because of what she felt like compelled to have her own podcast and push her own thing, and I was just like, I love that for you. Like, I really do.
That's great. And we will definitely, you know, keep extending our platform and, you know, do as much as we can, because we honestly wouldn't be where we are without our community. Like, you know, just being, you know, having live in New York, it's a little bit different because it's just diverse and, you know, people are just out like doing shit. So we were able to connect with Jobberteers and the Black wrestling community, and like they really uplifted us, and we do the same for them as well. So like, you know, you are a part of our family now. Like, you know, sorry, you're like stuck with us now.
You're stuck with us. You're us, we're you.
So. Right. Especially like with wrestling. And I remember like being on with them, and they kept mentioning like, you got to meet these girls. Like, you know, they're dope. They're like really working out here, and just the quality of like what you guys are doing. Like, I am, we're like your biggest fans right now. Oh, and we know, of course, and we
that means a lot coming from you guys, especially.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, wow. And just being on this,
I'm like to sleep with a smile on my face right now.
I really love that too. And then like just being on with you guys and seeing how funny and how entertaining and how like knowledgeable you guys are, but also not like we're not fucking experts, but you two are also different. Like, you guys don't agree with each other. You guys don't have the same opinions. It comes from very unique perspectives. So I think like this is going to be really, really, really good, because there are so many Black girls, I am sure, in the UK that are going to discover and be like, oh, what? You know? And I love that for you ladies so much.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I just got to keep going. Mm-hmm. Keep moving forward. Trust me. It don't get easy. Trust me. Y'all going to butt heads. Y'all going to argue. Y'all going to want to bring each other's necks. You know? But y'all gotta come back and realize like why y'all doing it,
yes,
who y'all doing it for, and the purpose behind it. So right, just keep going. Like,
and it's also
say.
Right, it's such an exciting time in wrestling to start a podcast, because there's so much that you guys could talk about, you know, let alone the British indie wrestling, because that's not something we're gonna, like, a lot of people are gonna be knowledgeable about. So I love that. But I want to hear your WrestleMania 40, what you guys are excited for most in the wrestling space in general right now, but also what you're excited for WrestleMania.
Ooh, I can't lie, I'm really excited for Jade Cargill, especially now that she's on SmackDown. I'm so hyped, and I don't know what I want her first match to be. That's my thing. I really don't know. Like, I thought Jade versus Tiffany could be really good, but Jade versus Bianca, that is a match.
I think Jade, being as they announced she on SmackDown, I think Jade is going to be that fourth member. You know how Damage Control's four of them. I think Jade is going to be that fourth, just to put her somewhere, just so she can establish herself. You know, when you come up in WWE, they're going to put you with a faction first before you do anything else.
Yeah,
I feel like she's going to be that fourth member. With Bianca, Trinity, and Naomi and Bayley. Just to be like, yo, y'all not gonna come in here and fuck with my girls. Remember, Jade and Io had that standoff.
Yeah.
And Jade was like, that's mine.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's what I think Jade's gonna do. But I'm glad she's on SmackDown, because shit. Right.
I can't lie, Raw needs to fight back. Raw needs to fight back.
Yeah.
Raw's not ain't fighting it with SmackDown. Currently,
no.
They don't fight it with SmackDown.
That's why Charlotte is taking whatever she taking, because y'all, have y'all seen her in the gym?
Yeah,
like, how, Sway? How?
Charlotte is trying to get back.
Hey, she's in the gym right now.
She's trying to get back. It's gonna be Charlotte, Becky, and Rhea. Sit on Raw.
You like, are just killing it.
Speaking of Rhea and Becky, how do you guys feel about this whole Liv Morgan conversation?
Oh, and Liv Morgan, I forgot about Liv.
There's been a lot of divisive, like, conversation that I've seen on Twitter. Like, Liv deserves to be in a match, Liv doesn't deserve to be in a match.
Oh,
what do you guys think?
Liv is one of those where she's like solidify herself. Like she's a top star. She's over. She has a fan base. She sells merch. But like, I don't want to use the word forgettable, but because there's so much bigger stars right now that are a little bit more like engaging. And then also it's like, it goes hand in hand, like what WWE puts into you as well. So it's kind of like I didn't even think about her having a Mania match until you just said something, but I'm a huge Liv fan. So,
but it's like at the same time, you don't want to say forgettable, but it's like Liv got injured. She was gone. She popped back up when she got arrested. And then it's like she makes
She popped back up and she got arrested.
And then she popped back up again when she came out at Rumble. Now it's like, who's really on the women's SmackDown, I mean Raw roster that you can actually utilize? You have Becky, you have Rhea, you have Liv, you have Nia, who's getting on my last of the last of the last nerve. And then you have the other women like Indy Hartwell and Candice LeRae. I don't know what's going on with Candice LeRae, but this heel turn is definitely coming. You have what's the girl name who got booed out the arena? The one
Maxine.
Yes, you have Maxine Dupree. You know, you have Mia Yim, whatever she wants to go by. but it's still like, besides the main three that I named, or main four, those other ones are like B-plus players.
Yeah.
So who are you really going to sit here and try to include and not include? And it's sad to say because these women are very, very talented. Opposed to SmackDown, you could put them anywhere. Bianca and them don't got no match at Mania yet. It ain't been announced yet, but we know it's going to happen.
Yep.
We know it's going to happen. Damage Control, especially because Oscar done spit in my girl Naomi's face. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, P. I'm sorry. I forgot you didn't see it. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
Sometimes I'll spoil you stuff. I'm a spoiler sometimes. I'm sorry. But yeah, so it's just like, where does Liv fit in all
right.
this? I know Liv got to get her lick back from Rhea, but for once, I want to see Becky main event by herself. She has yet to do so. And I'm sure there's going to be no women's main events at WrestleMania this year.
There is no. It's the Bloodlines Mania.
You already know the main event. It's the tag team match and the singles match.
Yeah.
It sucks, but
I still want to see Becky in the match by herself at Mania because I don't know if she's ever had one by herself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
No, she did. She did.
Also, with Bianca.
Yeah, Bianca.
Yeah, that was Mania and SummerSlam. Wait.
So, AJ, what are you excited about right now in wrestling, J2?
Oh, gosh. I sound like a broken record, but it's like, I'm just excited for this whole Bloodline story in the I'm so sorry. Like, I had my reservations at first because I am still to this day, like, I need it to be Rock versus Roman because, like we said earlier, this has been brewing since 2015, but people can't see it. And I'm just here, like, people are like, oh, it's in your imagination and this, that. And I'm like, no, you guys need to see, like, the underlying things that have been happening. Like, this has been happening from the minute that Rock put Roman's hand and his, like, his head was down. I was like, this is... There's something brilliant.
That was the nail in the coffin moment
for me. That was like, okay, these guys are about to come with the greatest story that's gonna happen. Obviously, yes, Cody won the Royal Rumble. Yeah, we got here. But I'm just excited. I think the only thing that is throwing me off a bit, I think that the night one event might be a bit predictable. I think Bloodline is winning that, so that obviously Cody can still have more obstacles to his story. Then he's gonna overcome that obstacle, and then obviously, yeah, he's won the championship. Blah blah blah.
Yeah, I get that.
I'm gonna be like that guy last year and be fucking. And I do not want Roman Reigns to lose that championship. Like. 10 more years.
Two outcomes.
I feel like the Rock loses or Roman loses, and I don't think The Rock can lose. I don't think that's even in his contract. Like he's not scheduled to lose. He's not himself.
My controversial
opinion is he doesn't lose.
Is that legends should never lose. Stone Cold and The Rock don't ever lose. Like, unless you're gonna catapult yourself to stardom, yeah, that is beyond thing. You cannot ever pin The Rock, or you can't pin Stone Cold.
Period. Now, what if it's The Rock and Stone Cold? Who pinning who?
Oh,
it's gonna be a 10-minute. This is the first time we're gonna see a 10-minute draw.
Because honestly, I can't even answer that question for you, and I want to say Stone Cold, but I'm like, eh.
It's gonna be.
The last time Rock and Stone Cold fought at Mania 19, The Rock was the victor.
So it's 2-1. So
it's gonna be. It's gonna be a warm-up.
And apparently Stone Cold on social media working out and shit.
Oh.
We ain't never see that before.
Oh wait, hold on. What if Stone Cold might come and help Cody?
Yes, because I'm thinking all the Southern people you got. I want Dustin to come back.
Because the way he was talking on AEW,
He's like, he looked at them two belts and was like, fuck The Rock. All right.
Ooh, child.
Let's go. What we doing?
Okay.
Yeah,
all these outcomes.
Because the cool thing about wrestling is like predictability. The moment can still be just as amazing. Like we all knew Cody was gonna debut, but the moment was still dope. CM Punk coming back, even Mercedes. Like it wasn't announced, but like we knew it. That didn't make it less dope. But then at the same time, they could throw us a curveball at Mania, and then we still be like, oh shit, like, oh my God. So many possibilities.
Possibilities are really, really.
There's also hella fucking bloodline out there. Like, just because they're not in WWE, like, the Samoa, they all over, like
this. They're like roaches.
I'm so glad. Oh my God.
But these are the good ones.
She's not wrong.
You can never get rid of them. Like they're, like you said, they're everywhere.
They come another one.
Damn, you hit too. Like you can't get rid of them. At this point, y'all live here. Y'all pay rent here.
Oh my God.
Make sure the house stay clean. That's it.
Yo. So, yeah, so y'all here, y'all with us, y'all not tired of blood, because y'all see that online too, like, oh, the bloodline storyline is getting tired, like, oh my God.
It's still getting tired, I'm sorry.
Never, it's not getting tired.
You got fucking Paul Heyman, like, come on, the Uso story, part of it.
The Hall of Fame, I'm always looking forward to that as well. I want to know who the main person will be.
Yeah.
They think it's going to be Bray.
It's probably going to be Bray. But they've got a good lineup this year for the Hall of Fame.
They do.
And I think they still really announced it because I heard that Brock's grandmother is supposed to be inducted too. Leia.
Yes, that would be really cool.
That would be fantastic.
Because she is a legend within her own.
She's definitely a legend. So that should definitely be one. But Hall of Fame, and Pablo pointed this out too when I said that, when they said that the Dudley Boys may come back because it is in Philly. Paul Heyman inducted in Philly, creative ECW. Why not have your ECW guys come back? On top of that, Bubba Ray is stepping away from Busted Open and Nick Nemeth is taking his spot.
Whoa. I did not know that.
Yeah, I found it out yesterday. And the Dudley Boys signed their Legends contracts with WWE. So who knows?
Wow.
That's interesting.
It very, very is. Very, very is. I'm so excited. I'm so glad that we actually had the chance of having this conversation with you.
Yeah.
You guys are the UK version of us, and we are the US version of you. And that's it. Like, how it's lined up, it's me and Chiz on one side. On the other side, it's Team Rock and Team Austin right here.
Love it.
So, before we go, please let everybody know where they can find you at, where they can follow you at, where they can support you at, and help you grow in this community.
AJ, do you want to do the honors?
So you can find us on official WITMF on all platforms, whether it be Instagram, Twitter, and yeah, we say Twitter. What's X?
Right.
Yes, Twitter.
Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. Our personal social medias are AJ Hold It Down and
Chidera A. So Chidera Aye.
Mm-hmm. We've just finished season one of Wrestling is Too Much Fun. However, we are in process of going to season two. However, please check out our old, not old, they're still pretty fresh. Please check out our previous media on all platforms, Spotify, Apple,
YouTube,
wherever you get your podcast from.
Wherever you get your podcast, YouTube soon come. But yeah, that's where you can find us. We're still growing. We're still finding new niches to ourselves. So please, like, if it, we always love feedback. We always love advice, warranted advice.
I love it. Say that word again.
So, warranted. But yeah, you can find us on collabs, especially with Wrestlings. Like, go check them out. Always, they're doing God's work as well in the UK, WrestleManiac UK. You can also find us there on his channel, past interviews. But yeah, that's where you can.
Love it. We have to definitely make this a regular thing. You guys got to come on Thursday. We'll figure out a time that we don't want you guys like drinking at like 10 a.m. But yeah, we'll figure out a time frame that works. I think we will have so much fun.
I think so. This will definitely be cool on a regular basis.
Yes. Like we could do like something like we'll figure it out. But I think this is the first of many collaborations. And, you know, like we mentioned before, like we're your biggest fans. We're so supportive of everything that you ladies are doing. And it's so needed, like, you know, being a new platform, like you don't see the difference you're making in people's lives, but you'll start to see it for sure. And, you know, like I said, you're a part of our family, and maybe we'll do a WrestleMania recap. Ooh. Or something like that, because this is going to be, we all have such different perspectives on what we want to happen in Mania, so, or like what could happen, so I think that could be a good show. And thank you ladies so much for joining us on TWG.
thank you for having us. Honestly, thank you so much. Like, I hope one day it actually eventually gets to us meeting you at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Because that article, by the way, I'm following it, by the way. Like,
are you going to Mania?
Next year. Fingers crossed, because what happened this year? Yeah.
We're gonna make it happen.
But yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I love that.
I love that as well. P, let everyone know they can find you at, honey.
You can find me at queen_PR on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and check out the Ultimate Guide to WrestleMania, because it's going to be really helpful whether you're planning for this year, next year, whatever. It's a good resource, and make sure you follow and keep up with Wrestling is Too Much Fun podcast, and we'll see you next time.
Right, and as you all know, it's your girl Krista B. Make sure that you follow me on Instagram. That's MS_KRISTAB_MS_KRISTAB on Twitter. Please make sure that you follow and subscribe. Unapologetically Eclectic. I give out daily affirmations every day, including Sundays. Please make sure you subscribe. And there'll be some little wrestling nuggets and stuff up there. It's everything that I love all under one roof and one on one platform, Unapologetically Eclectic. Please make sure you follow those wrestling girls everywhere, because we are legit everywhere. And stay tuned, because we're dropping exclusive stuff for Patreon only while we're out at Mania, and you don't want to miss out. I don't want to hear nothing about you ain't see it, because you ain't listening, you ain't following. So please make sure you follow, subscribe, like, and share everything. Follow the newest members of our family down here. Wrestling is too much fun. Stop trying to drink, bring it down. Stop trying to drag it. Let's have fun and be in it. On that note, it's your girl, Krista B.
And Queen PR.
With the lovely ladies of Wrestling is Too Much Fun. And we are out here until next time.
We are out.
Queen PR, Krista B, those wrestling girls, TWG, Black Excellence, making it effortless, podcast bringing up women and wrestling. Let's go.